You know what? You come up here and give your heart to Him, and I guarantee you He will make something out of you that you cannot even imagine. Am I right? Because I'll tell you what, I've seen Him do it to a lot of people. I've seen Him do it to a bunch of people. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter this morning, beginning with the first verse. How many of you in here know what the Transformers are? The movie, the Transformers? I like the Transformers. I like the Hulk, and I like stuff like that, but I like the Transformers. I've liked it ever since they come out with that franchise kind of deal. I've liked the Transformers. I like the aspect of them being able to take a picture of something and they can turn into it. Whether it's a Ferrari, whether it's a Volkswagen, whether it's a tractor and trailer, they could do it. That's what these Transformers could do. Well, the name of the new movie out today is Transformers Age of Extinction. Well, I got to thinking about that, and the Lord gave me a title for my sermon, Transformation Age of Distinction. And I want to tell you what, I want to talk to you this morning about being transformed. I want to talk to you this morning about how, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you can be transformed. Amen? You can be transformed from what you are. You can be transformed. Maybe you are a Christian here this morning. Maybe you've been a Christian for a while. God's still working on you, right? He can still transform you. He can still make you into something even better. He can do that. He can make you and lift you up. And I want to talk a little bit about that this morning, if you wouldn't care, please. Let's read our verses of Scripture, very familiar Scripture, Ezekiel 37. Beginning with verse 1, we're going to read down about 10 verses. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which is full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round and about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones come together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, and above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Let us pray. Father, as I come, Lord, here this morning, I come, Lord, with this message that you've given me, Lord, and I pray, Father, that it would go out the way that you would have it to go out, Lord. I pray, Father, this morning that lives can be transformed, Lord. I pray, Father, that hearts could be changed. I pray, Father, that no matter the situation, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would take hold of it, Lord, and I pray, Father, that your will be done here this morning. For you know, through you and by you, all things can be done, and through your Son, Jesus, we ask it all. And amen. Let me say to you this morning, I want to tell you this, I did not come here just to preach to you this morning. I want to tell you that this morning. I come to prophesy to you this morning. I want you to understand that. I came with the Word of God in my mouth this morning to prophesy to you this morning about something that God has given me. God has showed me. And I'm going to tell you about this one. I come to decree and to declare to you this morning that you know this morning is a morning of resurrection. This morning is a morning of restoration. It can be to you. This morning is a morning, brothers and sisters, that you can have transformation in your heart this morning. I want to tell you, I'm here to tell you that this morning. I want you to know that. It doesn't matter what it looks like in your life right now. It doesn't matter what it sounds like or feels like in your life right now. I come to prophesy transformation for your life this morning. And I'll get to you a little bit what prophesying means. But just listen to this. There's nothing. I want you, do you agree with me when I say this? There is nothing too hard for the God we serve. Do you agree with me on that? Luke 1:37 tells us, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." He didn't say something. He said, "With God nothing shall be impossible." With the God we serve, the God who can turn the Red Sea into a superhighway, the God who can cause a river to flow out of a rock. I'm gonna tell you, I serve a God like that. Do you? Yes, you do. We're the same God. A God who can open blind eyes. A God who can unstop deaf ears. A God who can make the lame to walk again, even restore missing body parts, folks. The same God who raised the dead, walked on the water, calmed the raging storms, even fed a multitude with a sack lunch. Am I right? That's a God that we serve. That's a God that I read about in the Bible. Can save a lost and hopeless soul. That's a God that we serve this morning. I want to tell you something right now. He can save the drug and alcohol addicted. You know what? He can take and save them. He can free them. And He can fill them with the Holy Spirit all at once. Yes, He can do that. That's the God we serve. Oh, praise God for that. I just want to remind you that the God that we serve can do all things. Because sometimes I believe we lose sight of that sometimes. This preacher loses sight of it sometimes. God had to remind me that, Dave, no matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what it is, I'm still in control. And God is still in control. I just want to remind you, our text begins by saying this morning. It says, He set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones. That's what it says right here in the first verse. It is speaking of brokenness here, folks. It's speaking of separation. It's speaking of confusion and disorder. And you know what? And of course the pain. This scene right here tells us there had been a very violent action right here. That it happened, folks. That's what it's telling us. A violent encounter had happened right here. And I believe I'm talking to someone in this church this morning, or I'm talking to someone on this thing right here this morning. That, folks, you know what? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're broken. You're separation. You're confused. I believe that I'm talking to somebody like that here this morning. And you know what? I want to tell you, just like these bones were dry right here, you may feel that in your life. You know, it says that your life is full of pain. Maybe that's what's going on in your life here. It has left you hurt. And you know what? The pain has left you hurt, and it has left you confused. And you know what? I know that there are somebody that I'm talking to right now that feels that in your heart. I believe it. I believe it. Verse 2 goes on to tell us the bones were very dry. In other words, what he's saying, the joy of living was out of those bones. Am I right? That's what it was. They were very dry. The joy of living had been going out of them. And I'm going to tell you what. You know where you stand this morning with God. You know it. I don't know it. I can look at you. I'll get into some more of that here in a little bit. But you know where you stand. Is the joy of serving the Lord in your heart like it was the moment that you got on your knees and accepted Him as your personal Savior? My Bible tells me, David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I'm telling you, He can restore that joy to you. In other words, what He's saying, the joy of living was gone. In the Bible, when it talks about moisture and water, it speaks of life. Proverbs 17:22 tells us this. It says, "A merry heart doeth like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." How many of you have had that happen in your life? I've had it in my life, where my life has been, where it seems like the joy has went out of it, and it seems like that just the very joy of life has gone out of me. The breath of life has gone out of me, it seems like sometimes. I've had to get back to God where I can get it restored unto me. Also, broken means here, you know, it means to be wounded, smitten. It means to be afflicted. So these bones speak to us of lives. This is what they do. They speak of lives that have been wounded, hearts that have been broken, smitten, afflicted. That's what it talks about. I know most of you walked in here this morning. Whenever I shook your hands and walked in here this morning, most of you were looking good. All you were smelling good this morning when you come in, right? Most of us had a smile on our face. You know what? But the truth, somebody here this morning, I believe, no matter what it looks like on the outside, It's what's on the inside that counts. Am I right? Praise God this morning. Come right on up here. I want to tell you something this morning. And Craig was right whenever he says it seems like sometimes it's one strike after another. One wave coming on shore here lately as another. The devil doesn't like what goes on here. I'm going to tell you right now, and what it is, you know what? He doesn't like that the Spirit of God moves. He doesn't like that the people can come and get their souls restored. He doesn't like that people get touched. And you know what? Whenever he doesn't like something, he's going to try to affect people's lives. He's going to try to put one wave on one person after another. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Greater is he that lives in us than he that is in this world. And I want to tell you something this morning. The waves may come, they may crash, but brothers and sisters, like was said in our lesson this morning, if we stay as one body and one unit, I want to tell you something, the devil will not have sway or control over none of this. Trouble's going to come. I'm going to get into that here in a little bit. It's going to come. The waves are going to crash against us. But you know what? We got something that we can hold on to. Amen? We got something that we can hold on to. Listen. I knew somebody here is suffering from a broken heart. I knew that. Somebody was lost the moisture in their life. I want to tell you that right now. The joy of living. You're just going through the motion. And there may be others here this morning like, I don't know. Listen, Luke tells us in 71 tells us this. And he said unto his disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. The problem is whether the offenses are going to come, they're going to come. I can have every one of you here raise your hands. And you can tell me what offenses have come in your life. Because I know they have. But you know what? The problem is that they've suffered and been wounded. They've been wounded. And they've never gotten the healing that they needed in their life through Jesus Christ. If you have a wound on your body, and that thing doesn't heal, and you get infection in that thing, I want to tell you something. If you do not take care of that, it won't be long that infection will spread through your body. And when that infection spreads, it could very well kill you. Am I right? And listen, if you do not get something taken care of when the Lord's trying to deal with you, it's like an infection that can get into your body. It can spread. And if you don't take care of it, it could kill you spiritually. Amen? Spread throughout your body. Now listen, I'm not criticizing anybody here this morning. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not making fun of anybody. It happens to all of us. It's happened to this pastor that you're looking at right here now. It's happened to preachers. It's happened to teachers. It's happened to evangelists. It's happened to lots of people. Somebody's going to break your heart. I've had my heart broken. Do you understand that? Somebody's going to lie to you, steal from you, cheat on you, abuse you, take advantage of you. Somebody is going to say something to you that's going to hurt you immensely. It's going to happen. It's happened. That's called life. That's called life. That's what it's called. And if you don't get healed, your heart will dry just like these bones were dry right here. And your calves, you'll get hardened in your heart. And you won't know how to love anymore. You won't know how. It'll take Jesus Christ to cut away those calluses. That's what it's going to take. In our text this morning, we find God supernaturally. We find God divinely. We find God sovereignly setting His prophet right down in the midst of all this misery and all this chaos. Why did God do that? Because God knew that there was a message that needed to be preached. Don't ever back down from it, folks. Don't back down from it. You may be put somewhere. You're working. You're where you're working at today. Where you go on a daily basis. God is putting you there for a reason. Amen? I think I need to say it right here. When you surrender your life to God and commit yourself to serve Him, you are not in charge of where He sends you from that point on. Am I right? You're not in charge of it then. God's going to be in charge of where you need to go. God will put His or her prophet where they are needed. I'm telling you, you were not here this morning for no reason whatsoever. You were here this morning for a reason. Every one of you, and raise your hand, please. You are here for a reason this morning. You're here for a reason. He put Ezekiel in the middle of this bones, and he told him to prophesy. That's what he told him. Look at verse 7 again. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. I'm telling you, I'm preaching this message here this morning because God sent me here to preach it to you. You notice he did not say, preach. Do you notice that? Or sing, or even pray. He was to prophesy over these dry bones. And I'm here this morning to tell you, I didn't just come to preach, I come to prophesy. And what I'm reading in the prophecy, when prophesying in this context means this. Boldly declare audibly what has been revealed to be divine and the purpose of God. I'm telling you, what God's word has been divinely purposed, and I'm here to prophesy to tell you, if you listen, it will be the will of God in your life. That's what it's about. As the divine is revealed, the purpose of God is declared over these bones, there was a noise. There was a noise. It doesn't say what kind of noise it was, but I can imagine all these bones laying down in this valley. And there it was, there he was prophesying, and they started to make a noise. Can you imagine bone going against bone? They made a noise. Because why? Listen to me. Because God, the Word of God, got into these bones. Is why? I want to tell you something. You ever heard the old-timers say, you know what, I feel it in my bones? Have you ever heard them say that? Praise God, this morning I want to tell you something. When the God gets into your life, the Spirit of God comes into your life, you feel it in your bones. You feel it all over. You feel it. You say, can it be? Yeah, listen to what Jeremiah said in 29. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. He's talking about I will not make mention of the God. He said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak of him, speak any more in his name. But he goes on to say, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary and forbearing. I could not stay. He couldn't contain himself. When God's in there, and whenever God's in there, I want to tell you something this morning. It's got to come out. You're going to talk to people about it. You're going to sing about it. You're going to praise him about it. Because when God is in there, it gets into the very marrow of your bones. Whenever the Spirit wants to come out, it's going to come out. Praise God. You're going to want it. You're going to want to declare God's goodness. You're going to want to do it. It got down into those bones. When something that strong is inside of you, folks, it's got to come out. Amen. You can't keep it to yourself. You just can't do it. Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried just to go and not tell the goodness of God? I understand what Jeremiah told me. You can't do it. You just can't do it. And as these bones were shaken, it says here, they begin to move around and begin to knock up against each other. And it says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. In other words, there became fellowship with these bones. You may be here this morning, and you may be dry. You may feel that the Spirit of God, but I want to tell you something. Whenever the Spirit of God moves upon you, you'll want fellowship with God's people. Amen? And more importantly, you're going to want fellowship with Jesus Christ. You're going to want fellowship with His Word. You're going to want fellowship with the Spirit of God. Amen? You're going to want it. That's going to be your desire. Because what did I tell you? It gets into your bones. It gets in there. You know what? You know what? In other words, there became fellowship, communication. There had been complete isolation. There had been separation. There had been division. Now, they were coming together. Amen? I'm going to stop right here and say something. And I felt this. I've seen this in churches before, and I've seen this across this land. Just because you're in the same place, just because you're listening to the sermon this morning, just because you're singing out of the same songbook doesn't mean that you have fellowship with the brethren here this morning. Can I say that? That's truth. That's the truth. That's the Word of God. Amen? And listen to me, folks. There are families who live under the same roof that seldom speak to one another. There are husbands and wives that live in the same house, you know, that resent each other, but they just live together for different reasons. And folks, unfortunately, there are churches the same way. We talked this morning about coming together. The lesson this morning was about, you know what? You cannot be divided. You've got to come together. As a church here at Drift Run, as the body of Christ Church, or any church around this valley, if you are not in one spirit, one mind, one accord, there cannot be anything done. Whether it's a household or whether it's a church. Can you say amen to that? There are people who are sitting in churches today that can't stand each other. There are. I'm telling you, I would be truthful with you. I have seen it. They sat at opposite sides of the churches, cut their eye back and forth to see what the other one's doing. There are people sitting in church today that have unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness in their hearts for somebody else, either in the church or out here in the world. I want to tell you something, that cannot be. The Bible says if you come to this altar and you have aught against your brother, your prayers are not going to come into fruition. Am I right? That's what he says. That's what the Word of God says. It's in your Bible. There are people saying churches, they resist and resent everything fresh and new. They rebel against anything, any kind of change. They rebel against it. They rebel because they don't like change. My, oh my, this, I know. You can say amen or oh my, this, but there are people that if you get in their seat and you come into church, you better watch out. There's going to be troubles. Am I right? There are people that will do that. If you get in my seat, there's going to be trouble because you know what? I sat there. Whoop-de-doo. You know what? We come here to serve God. We come here to worship and serve the God of truth. And I want to tell you something this morning. I don't care if you lay on the floor, if you're worshiping God in spirit and truth, praise God for you. Praise God for you. These bones represented a church in a mess. Lives in a mess. There was strife, envy. There was confusion. There was competition, pride, and resentment. There was rebellion. As a result, the Spirit is gone. The Spirit is not going to strive where there's rebellion, where there's confusion, where people are trying backbiting against one another. The Spirit cannot strive there. It will not strive there. You tell me this. If you live in a house where the love, where there's resentment, where the love is going, is that house a very pleasant place to be in? It's not. What makes you think that a church can be any different? It's not. It cannot be. As Ezekiel prophesied, the Spirit began to doing a work from the inside out. Praise God for that this morning. Praise God. Whenever God works in your life, whenever He works from the inside and it comes out. That's how it works. He doesn't want you to get yourself as clean as you can get and as dressed up as you can get and then come and try to give yourself to Him. He said, come as you are. That's what He said. I've discovered that we have learned how to hide our stuff. We've learned how to do that as people have learned to do that. You know what? We have learned how to have pride and unforgiveness and resentment and still stand up and shout and praise the Lord. Praise God! I'm Mr. Christian and I am just one of the best, but you know what? Sister so-and-so back there, you know what? What she's about, you know what? That's no different what the Pharisees did, am I right? I thank God I'm not like that guy over there. I thank God I tithe. I thank God I pray. I thank God listen to me. Listen to me. That's the Pharisees at its height right there, folks. That's what it is. I want to tell you something this morning. Come with a humble heart. Come with a heart that's willing to do what God wants us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then the result is the Spirit's gone, the life is gone, the joy is gone, the anointing is gone. And you know what happens? They become very dry. I've seen it happen. The work from the inside out. You see, I have discovered that we have learned how to hide our stuff again. I want to tell you that. We were resentment and traditions and stuff like that. We have all that kind of stuff. And we've learned to hide it. In our traditions, we've learned to hide all this stuff. I don't know what your reason this morning is for being dry. I don't know. I don't know if somebody hurt you. I don't know if somebody took advantage of you. I don't know if you just decided that you're going to be resentful, selfish, and rebellious. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something here this morning. But I know this, the same God that brought these bones back to life can do the same thing for you this morning. He can do it. I tell you, He can do it. I've seen Him take lives that I thought were total mess. And you know what? And this is me as a man looking upon things. You know that? And I look upon that and I say, God, man, I tell you, man, I know you can do all things, but I didn't, well, how can you do that? And He's taken in people and made preachers out of them. Some of the best preachers in the world. Some of the best preachers in the world. You know what? Because God knows what He's doing. I don't. Amen. Listen. The next time you look upon somebody and think that their life is that they're beyond anything that you can imagine, I want to tell you something. God still sees love in them. Amen. You've heard, you know, we all get excited about what happened to them bones. We read that story and we think, man, God put that whole army together out of just bones. But you know what? I'm more excited about what happened on the inside of those bones. Amen? I'm excited about what happens on the inside of an individual whenever God can get inside of them and the Spirit of God floods their soul and lifts them up. I tell you, that excites me, Jason. That excites me. Whenever I know God can change a life, and I know He can. When Ezekiel was prophesying, confusion was leaving. Oh, Ezekiel started prophesying over his bones. Confusion left. Anger was leaving him, folks. You know what? Brokenness, hurt was leaving. All that stuff was leaving. Because you know what? Ezekiel was prophesying over them bones and telling them the truth. Amen? That's what he said. It's not about knowing how to have church. It's not about knowing how to shout. It's not about knowing when to cry or when to lift your hands. You know what? It's not about all that stuff. You know what it's about? It's about knowing that God has restored your soul. That's what it's about. I don't care. I don't care if you stand up and shout every service. I don't care if you testify every service. That's not what's important to me. What's important to me is, have you got it on the inside? Have you got it right here? Have you got what God has offered? Have you got the Spirit of God in your life? You know what? Some of the best Christians I've ever seen in this world that didn't really testify a whole lot. But you know what? You could feel the Spirit of God all over them. You could feel it all over them. That's what it's about. It's about a life that glorifies God. Does your life glorify God? And listen to me. I chose to forgive. You know what? I chose to be merciful. I chose to be understanding and kind. You know, I chose to believe the best of everybody. Why? Because God has allowed me that spirit to say, listen, I'm not going to choose to be hateful and resentful to people no more. Through your power, Lord, I'm going to do that. I can't see your heart. I can't see your heart. The people sitting around you can't see your heart. They don't know what it's about. But God sees your heart. Amen. He knows exactly what your heart's about. What we don't see is just as important as what we do see. I mean, I can come dressed up in a suit. I can come. You know what the old saying about you can stand in a garage, but that doesn't make you a car. Right? That's the truth. I mean, you can stand in this church. That doesn't make you a Christian. It's what's on the inside. Before these bones can be brought together, I want to tell you this. As a mighty army of God, these bones had to be healed. And I want to tell you something. If we are going to come together as a mighty army of God, we have to be healed from the inside out. We have to be what God wants us to be. And when we come together as one body and one unity, let me tell you something. There's nothing, nothing that cannot be done through Jesus Christ. Amen? Nothing. Yes, I'm standing here prophesying this morning telling you that. Because it's in God's Word and I believe it this morning. There's nothing, nothing that we can't do. I didn't come here again this morning to criticize you. I didn't come here to do that. I didn't come here this morning to put you down. Listen to me. Many marriages today are going through the motions. Many people are going through the motions. I'll tell you, when we come to church, don't come to church just to go through the motions. Come to church to get something out of it. Come to church to get what God has for us to have, for you to have as an individual. You'll find out church is more enjoyable if you just don't go through the motions. If you're really wanting to praise God, if you're really wanting to worship Him, I tell you what, just like He prophesied over them bones come together, they come together to praise God. You know what? I want to tell you something. We can come together. The church world can come together. Cross denominational lines, we could do all that stuff. If we just get our pride out of the way, get our ways out of the way, and get God's ways in the way, I'll tell you what, there's a lot that the church world could do. I come to prophesy the dry bones this morning. I come to prophesy life. I come to prophesy restoration. I come to prophesy healing this morning of souls and hearts that have been hurt. I come this morning to prophesy to you transformation this morning. That's what I come to prophesy to you about. I'm going to tell you something. I believe there's a healing anointing in the house right now. I believe that. I believe it. And I believe it's going through this church right here this morning, and it can heal people's hearts and lives. Amen? I believe it. The Spirit of God is moving in secret places, and that secret place is your heart. And you know where you're at this morning. You know where you stand this morning. I don't need to come back and grab you by the hand and pull you up here. Let the Spirit of God pull you up here. Let Him do it. I guarantee you He'll do a work in your life. God is building His army, and He's not putting together a bunch of broken, wounded, and angry, hurt, frustrated, helpful, stubborn people. He's not doing that. He's putting together people that are healed. People that are wanting to see all of God's will done. I believe it starts with us here this morning. It starts with me. And it can go to you. You will love again. Can I say that this morning? You will dream again. Amen? You will sing again. You will laugh again. You will preach again. Because why? Because God has said in His Word, you can. And I'm here to prophesy to you that you can love again. That you can live again. That the life can come into your bones. But all you have to do is be willing. Willing to give it all to Him. Yes. Yes. Yes, He can. Yes, He can. They come and get a song.